Hello and welcome to Rhythm and Brews. Here we are in really the heart of summer at this point. So it's perfect timing, we thought, to do a summer jams episode. We're going to do a panel style episode this week, but we're going to do it a little bit differently than we usually do our panel episodes. Usually we'll have our guests come with their own individual playlists that they walk us through. But today we're actually going to work to create one combined summer jams playlist together, adding one song at a time as we kind of go around the circle. So joining me for this episode today is one of my dearest fellow pop boys, BWK.
Oh, hello. Hey, everybody. You don't have an intro, and normally when I'm on Wasted Mind podcasts, I like to try to copy the intro. So,
yeah, it's boring. It's just hello and welcome to the show that you're listening to.
Hello and welcome to exactly what you downloaded.
Hello and no surprises here.
But anyway, hi, everybody. I'm going to try to talk about music with everybody. I'm very out of my depth here, and I've been on two of these.
You say that every time, and you always do great.
But I don't understand why I agree to do this show ever. The fear of talking about music is very forefront for me.
And before we move any further, I'm a little bit sick, so you might hear me coughing, and I apologize for that, but I'll do my best to do it off mic.
Or do it in rhythm.
Sure. Yeah. I'm also joined by returning guest Noah Curtis. Welcome back, Noah.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
You've been on. No.
Thanks for having me, Dad.
Thanks for having me, though, Dad.
You're welcome, son. Yeah.
Thank you.
You've been on a handful now, right? You were on our R&B one, and you did like a Current Obsessions episode.
I did, yeah.
And then all-star of the show, I would say. No, yeah. I don't think anybody's been on more than you have, Kat.
Nope, reigning queen of Rhythm and Brews guest spots.
Yeah, my ride or die. As I,
Ron,
as you can tell, I very dying. Comfortably referred to her.
As your ride or die. That's a fast
my partner in very mild misdemeanors. And I actually I wanted this group for this episode specifically because I think you all have different tastes and sensibilities, but I think they're all very complementary of one another because, as I said, Brian, you and I share very similar tastes when it comes to radio pop or bubblegum pop. We both are unabashed lovers of that kind of music when it's good.
Music doesn't have to be important. It can just be fun.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
And Noah, you are, I would have to describe you as a trendsetter. So many of the bands that I've gotten into over the past several years are recommendations from you, and you are always, you also have a little bit more of exposure to hip-hop and R&B than I do, and bring that to bear as well. And then Kat, as I think we'll see in a little bit here, is going to bring the punk rock today, which I also love because to me, punk rock is, that's one of my favorite things to listen to in the summertime. We have, Kat and I have a pop punk summer playlist that we listen to, and it's just, that is fun party music. That's what it is made for, I feel like. And so anyway, I think this is going to be a weird experiment, but I think it's going to be really fun, and this playlist is going to have a lot of personality to it. So,
well, you're very hyped up this playlist. So
it's a lot.
Goddamn, better be good.
Well, we always start our show with a segment we call BYOB. I have brought a beer that I usually bring to summer parties. It's called Saison DuPont. It's a Belgian.
And you're mixing this with NyQuil, right?
I am. I am actually on a lot of medication. And my doctor was like, I asked him, are there foods I shouldn't be eating or I should be eating? He's like, the one thing I will say is you shouldn't drink. So this will be interesting.
So screw it.
Ooh.
I'm going to take
this,
it.
This episode just got like thrilling.
Yeah, this is a high stakes episode of the members. I'm going to take it easy, but I'll have a few sips. It's not, I don't think it's that high from an ABB.
It's on the other side.
It's like 12%.
I think it's like very high.
It's 6.5. That's fine. Anyway, it's like I said, just Saison DuPont. It's very drinkable and it's a bomber. So it's not like you're not committing to a 6-pack or a 12-pack or something like that. You just have a couple glasses of this and then you're done. So it's just like a light, easy summer beer that's perfect for parties, in my opinion.
And there's like a checkerboard pattern on it that looks like a picnic blanket to me.
Or like a pizza shop.
Yeah.
Like a tile floor of the pizza shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And BWK, we have for you today a beer that, I think you're familiar with, but you've probably never drank before, right, BWK?
Oh, no, I hate drinking.
Yeah, that is true.
But I'll do it
because
enough people pressured me.
It's a part of the show. And I literally have been peer pressured.
I think you might. Do you like fruitier things?
Excuse
like
me, what are you implying? let's try it. I'll try it live on the air.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sounds perfect. It's called Blood Orange Leisure Time by a local brewery here in Massachusetts.
Blood Orange Leisure Time
Jack
could be
Savvy.
A cool name for a band.
Yeah,
yeah, actually, really could.
It's got or like a great name for a beer.
Yeah.
It's got a really and fruity smell.
Kat, tell us what you're drinking.
So I am drinking Bolero Snort Brewery's OVB. It's an IPA with orange zest, milk sugars, and vanilla. And there's a creamsicle on the can. The label is very summery. Creamsicle is like a very standard like ice cream truck staple. And I've also... It matches what I'm declaring my shirt of the summer. It has a little ice cream cone on it, and it says, "What's the scoop?" And I just think that's so cute.
I meant to tell you earlier that I love that shirt. I wish I had done it.
Yes.
I want to try that. Yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want my review?
I do.
I don't know how the show... I forget how the show works. Do we review the drink?
You can talk about it if you want, but I also don't want to get in the habit of trashing beers from local breweries.
Because this one sucks. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually really pretty good.
Yeah, it's very drinkable.
Yeah, it's real smooth.
I feel like I get this most of the time when I go to Jack's Abbey.
Ooh, that's good.
You're welcome to try this one once it's...
It is 200% foam. Yeah. It looks like a macchiato.
Excellent pour.
I meant to say cappuccino. Of course I meant to
it's
say
fine.
Cappuccino.
It looks like a smoke-filled room.
This is really delicious. It sounds like it would be sweet, but the sweetness comes in the back end. It's pretty mellow. It's good.
Oh, I was hoping that sweetness would be all the way through.
No, sorry.
Well, while we're passing our beers around, while we're passing our beers around, and before we get into
that is disgusting.
Really?
What's an IPA? I like it.
No,
yeah.
I gotta try.
Oh my god, Kat, you're gonna drink that whole thing?
Yeah.
Noah,
I like it.
He likes
it. I like
it.
I
want to try?
I would probably do. I would do the blood orange over it, but I do like it.
Oh, I don't enjoy that at all.
It's all really, really gross.
I have to agree with that. I don't enjoy it at all.
That was my trick.
I think
I had
it.
You all take a sip.
While we're all
me.
Trying each other's beers, but before we get into actually building the playlist, I want to ask you guys how you went about building or picking your songs that you're going to add. So, BWK, what is it to you that makes a great summer jam?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I feel like every year that my like favorite song of the summer... Which for some reason I actually do kind of keep track of. Like I'm not really like a music guy at all. I don't really pay much attention to music, which is why it's so bizarre that I've been on three of these episodes. But it always kind of sneaks up on me, and it sounds a little different. It's always fun, so I feel like summer songs need to be fun, and they need to give you the feeling of either a very specific summer moment when you look back on summer songs. That reminds me of this. Or it has to, for me, be a song that I'm listening to that I think, like, okay, all the windows must be down and I must be driving on the highway or through a tunnel at night. Oh, that's a good image.
Ooh, yeah.
But it has to conjure some sort of, like, fun summer feel heading to the beach or something like that. I know a lot of people love to associate summer songs with, like, partying and with group activity. For me, that's not necessarily important. That makes it sound like I live like a lonely life. But
I don't like drinking. I don't like partying. And I don't think music should be about parties.
No, but I don't necessarily think that like an LMFAO song is the song of the summer.
No, yeah, because
we have to change some songs on my playlist.
I just brought an LMFAO EP.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all I got.
No, so, but like I agree with you because there'd be some nights in the summer where like the weather's just nice and the sun's just starting to set, and so you want to go for like a nice drive by the beach or something by yourself, clear your head, and
right.
Yeah, so it definitely goes either way.
I think the songs on my list are fun ones though, and not really those like soft introspective ones. Mm-hmm. But they got slow parts.
Yeah, well, and I think there's different types of summer vibes too. Like there's the party vibe, like we talked about. I think a lot of punk rockers, like ska music, is great for that. Mainly because I associate them with like teen movies from the 90s where they're playing that music during parties. But also I think there's a lot of like hip hop and R&B that's got a much more like chill vibe where it's like just vibe out by the pool and
vibe out. I like that.
Yeah.
Is that a saying or did you make it up?
For sure.
Oh. Vibe is like a verb, I feel like, is...
Yeah, I'm vibing.
A thing.
Can I say vibe out, or...
I think you can say it.
You just... Yeah.
You just did.
You said it and said... You just did, sir.
I actually hate that you challenged me on that.
No, I was loving it.
I came across as ice cool until...
No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, Timmy is pretty cool.
No.
Let's not start this interview this way.
Noah, how'd you go about picking your songs?
For these, I think, like you guys just said, when I think of like summer jams, I think of driving to the beach with the windows down. That's like whether it's with people in the car or not. Like I think that's how I picked probably three out of the four that I picked. But then I think the other thing that I think of summer too, like it always typically takes me back to like either college or high school, and there's either like some type of like summer romance that you either like want to happen or isn't going the way you want. Like there's things like that that I'll normally associate. Usually it's like very, like, I don't know. It's like visceral emotions. Usually like either a lot of euphoria and happiness and carefree or like
anxiety.
Yeah. In a way. I don't know why, but that's usually like where those come from. I feel like when it comes to summer,
if a good summer jam is reminiscent of driving to the beach, how does anyone from landlocked states have summer jams?
I think there's other ways, like because I think like a backyard,
a joke.
Like you kind of said, like a backyard barbecue thing.
It's a real
too.
Problem.
I was like lakes, cornfields,
lakes, cornfields.
It's just a joke. Just a really good solid joke.
Yeah,
that will be remembered very well.
Kat, how about you?
Kind of the same thing. I love singing along to anything in the car. So that usually dictates what I listen to for the most part anyway. So I want like a really fun song that I can sing along to with the windows down and like drive really fast and just like enjoy the weather, feel the wind in my hair. And yeah, so I guess just like anything great that I can sing along to in the car while I'm driving really fast.
Sing along to, drive fast. Okay.
You think it's interesting that like, we didn't pick anything where we were like, oh, it makes me think of like dancing or getting on a dance floor. Like we all said,
driving,
being at the beach, relaxing, or driving.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I said like LMFAO would not be a good summer jam.
Yeah, and well, I agree. I feel like I'm just starting to think of that though, because like I feel like I would naturally associate like fun up tempo music with like dancing at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I guess, well, I feel like we have a handful of dancey songs between the four of us, but it's just not the major factor that we thought.
Yeah,
of.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, why don't we get into it? And Kat, why don't we have you start us off?
Well, since we are talking about dancey songs, I'm going to go with a song about dancing. We'll start us off with Kesha's Boogie Feet.
Oh, very interesting Kesha choice.
Yeah. I love this song. It's really fun to sing along to. It's very dancey. Her new album, this is from Rainbow, is so great, but it's so weird because there's so many different types of musical styles on this album. But this one has Eagles of Death Metal as like her backing band. And I think it's just like a really fun summer bop. And we're actually going to see her next week. Yeah. Next week. So I'm excited to...
You've been into her for a long time.
Yeah.
This is a really fun jam off her new album. And I know you're pumped to see her for the first time.
Yeah. She's just like... She embodies that summer vibe. She's like very fun and carefree and just like,
so there's like
you.
Two versions of Kesha,
yeah,
right? So there's like the original version and now like the premium version.
Yeah,
which version do you like better?
I like both of them. I have a lot of respect for the premium version. And I think the premium version is still the fun party version, just with more experience behind her and more of a voice.
And more maturity.
It feels more personal, yeah. though. That, like, because early, like, there's no denying that, like, earlier Kesha songs had a lot of, like, they were on the charts and had a lot of, like, pop appeal to them, but they always feel very, like, corporate and packaged in a way where it's, like, it's enjoyable, but you're, like, there's 30 people that contributed to this like, the lyrics, the everything about it.
You also have to just pretend she's speaking an alien language, because if you hear what she's actually saying, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this feels more like she, the whole album, I feel like, feels more like she was, like, this is the music I want to make.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And to me, that's why I think Rainbow is, like, a little bit less fun than some of the earlier Kesha stuff, like TikTok and Die Young and stuff like that. Those songs feel like they mean nothing, but they are pure fun.
Yeah. They're bangers for sure.
Yeah, it's exactly. it's just all about, like, the serotonin of it just being released. Yeah, the rush of it.
And I think that the premium Kesha is better music at the cost of a little bit of her fun.
I'm gonna disagree with that slightly, because she still has songs like this on there that I think are, like, fun, dancey songs. She has a love song to Godzilla. Like, there's still some of that weird, absurd, like, carefree party girl in her. It's just now more refined to her own perspective and not her label's perspective.
Fair point. Great point, actually. You've convinced me. I do love this song. I actually do love this song, so you're wise to pick that one.
I will actually go next. My first one is from my pop boy personality, for sure.
I love that you make eye contact with me every time you say that.
It's a loving
song. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that I'm a pop boy.
Even off mic.
But before I play this, I just want you to imagine that you're at a pool party, there's been a lull in conversation or the music, and then this comes on.
I mean, you know when it hits the...
That whistle register.
Yeah. This is like one of my biggest guilty pleasure. Like, oh man, this beat is irresistible.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great song. My headphones are all effed up, so I can't really hear it, but I can see the image on your computer, so I know what song it is.
And you'll have to trust me, it's great.
I like your image of like a lull at a party, because in my mind I'm imagining you being like, guys, I think I have something that might liven this place up a little bit, and then just turning this up. And in my mind, everybody's like dancing
mean, this is more of a party jam than a summer jam type of criteria. But
invokes summer.
Well, I mean, what I was about to say is more of a party jam criteria. Oh. Like, if a song comes on and someone's like, that's my jam. But that's kind of part of that informed my picks. And I feel like at the very least, I would say that's my jam if this came on.
But I would immediately get to the dance floor if there was a dance floor and this was on.
I can, what Noah was talking about, I can hear this song coming on in the scenario laid out. You're standing by a pool. The song comes on. It's in the background. And just hearing Tim go, "Ooh, I love this song."
Yeah.
It's just like,
just like, this is my jam.
Yeah. Almost like it hurts.
Yeah.
Oof. I could feel you getting that response.
What you guys think of me? Am I the reason that you guys think that, like, AMSR is fetishized?
No, not at all. I think
perfect... overly sensual about music.
I don't even think it's overly. I think you're just, like, so pumped about it that it hurts. Yeah. You're just like, I'm so into this.
Are you gonna deny that you've never went, ooh, I love this song?
No, I've done that all. I did it to this song today when I picked it.
Yeah, so just embrace that part of you that sexualizes songs you love.
I mean, consider it embrace.
This is a great song. This is a great pick.
I love it. I always get, like, bamboozled by the new song that, like, samples it. that was in like an Old Navy commercial, and it just comes on and I'm like, yeah, it's Fantasy, and then it's that song and I'm like, this song sucks.
My mom is the biggest Mariah Carey fan. She was obsessed with Mariah Carey forever, and then Jennifer Lopez came around and my mom was like, forget Mariah Carey.
What?
Yeah.
That is,
and then she,
sinful.
To this day, is the biggest
Mariah Carey's
Jennifer
is,
Lopez fan.
Mariah Carey's voice is just untouchable, man. Like, because the only person I've ever heard, like, approach one of her songs, I forget where I saw this, but that, like, tried one of her songs and like, it sounded good was Ariana Grande.
Sure.
Yeah, because they sound the same.
I don't think either of them hold a candle to Whitney Houston.
No, but. agreed. But, like, just like
you're talking about the three powerhouses of all time,
yeah.
Though. So totally agree.
I could have easily put I Want to Dance with Somebody on here, actually, but
I have a complicated history with that song. With I Want to Dance with Somebody. Can I tell a side
yeah,
story?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. This is a bonus side story. I bought my first car and it had a cassette tape stuck in the cassette deck, and it was the instrumental version of I Want to Dance with Somebody.
What? Ooh.
And it was stuck in there, so you couldn't get it out. But you could play the radio. Although occasionally the tape would recognize that there was a tape in there. So it would be like, oh, let's switch over to tape. And it would just constantly play that song. And at one point it was playing one time and I couldn't get it to stop. And it never stopped. And then every time I turned on my car, all I would hear is the instrumental version if I want to dance with somebody.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. I had that car for 4 years.
Sucks.
Just constantly being threatened with that song, and then eventually
threatened,
and then eventually having to hear
constantly
it
under song. Threat of that song. What's your first one, BWK?
Let's go poppy. Let's go fun. A song that Tim once described as maybe one of the best songs written in the last 10 years. Ooh. One that I have to agree with wholeheartedly, and that's Tegan and Sarah's "Closer."
I almost put this on my list too.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is a pop song.
Yes.
It's pure fun. It's pure fun, but it's not meaningless like a early Kesha sort of situation. I feel like the lyrics of this song are still incredibly good. This chorus, I don't think I've heard a song since this came out where the chorus is that addictive.
Sorry, everybody. Technical difficulties.
What's
here.
Happening?
You're right.
Okay, an ad came on your
the
phone.
The chorus is great, and then also the bridge just takes it to a whole other level. Like, I would be fine if it never had that bridge, but the bridge is what seals it for me. I want you close. I want you.
Yeah,
that part is so good. And this is our second ever certified banger.
You spent so long.
You're hyping it.
He had to charge it to get it to turn on. So he started this bit like
I knew this song was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what a dinky sound that came out of that iPad. I didn't want it to be the sound that we always use for the buzzer during the drinking game. So I was like, oh, I'm sure one of these other buzzer sounds that it has as a preset is fine.
There's a reason we picked the specific buzzer sound that we did.
So this is the second banger, the first one being Boy Problems by Carly Rae.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You're the certified banger machine.
I've had the two
you
bangers.
Actually,
yeah, I've had the two
oh my
bangers.
God, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
I'm the banger king?
Yeah, you are.
Imagine
king
if I did
banger.
It to all of my songs. I picked Fantasy and this is a certified banger.
Me.
I would certainly call Fantasy a certified banger.
I would too. I think, like, record sales wise, it is a certified banger.
Yeah.
Like, three times certified.
I would say
three
it blows
times
closer
banger.
Out of the water, record sales wise. But Closer is just another fun party song, summer song, and it also acts as a good party song too.
Yep.
If this played at a wedding, hell yes, everybody would be on the dance
absolutely.
Floor with synchronized dance moves.
Yep. Song is
anybody
so good.
Have anything to add about Closer?
I guess this is more like the bridge and the. Yeah. I want you close, I want you. It's almost like a second chorus, but.
Yeah, like a pre-chorus.
It's more of a post-chorus.
This is why I don't talk about music. Ooh. Nobody speak.
Listeners can't see this, but this entire episode is just me dancing in a chair in the corner.
Ooh, baby, that's a good song.
Yep. I love
that's
the.
It right there.
The synth on this, the rhythm. They're just like,
there's so many little, there's so many like little flourishes.
I think that's another, you were saying, Noah, that nostalgia is a part of this too, like tying back to feelings you can remember.
Yeah.
And because of the 80s vibe of this album in general, nostalgia is automatically a part of it. So it has so many good things going for it, from great songwriting. I mean, just the hooks in this are, they make me jealous as a songwriter. They're like those kind of hooks. And
well, it's that perfect, like a perfect pop song. Like it's like you were saying, it's the simplicity to the lyrics, but it's mainlined into like a very easily emotionally relatable situation.
Yeah.
You want to be closer with somebody that you like. And then there's that, the synths and everything behind it makes that emotion that you're feeling like supersized.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Perfectly said.
It's like mimicking like how excited you are when you're near that person.
Yeah. The tingly and the rush of feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's, I feel like that's like, that's what antes it up,
yeah,
for sure.
Those and that's
summer
why
flings.
Closer by Tegan and Sarah
is a
the
certified
second
banger.
Certified banger from the Banger King.
Sounds like a restaurant,
Banger King, like a sausage. It would be a sausage restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Noah. Let's keep it moving. What's your?
Did
next
you go in order of the way that I sent it to you, or not?
You can go in whatever order you want.
Oh, I can go in whatever order I want. Yeah. All right, then if we're doing that, It's called A New Chance by The Tough Alliance.
So this is where your tastemaker comes into play, well, because I've never heard of The Tough Alliance.
We'll see. This is this has the piano that I crave for summer songs. And it just reminds me of like we were talking about the driving thing. That's what it reminds me of.
Ooh, yeah, I could drink a mojito to this song.
Yeah.
Cuz this is giving me kind
That's
of like
a great
nice
way to summarize the like vibe and out aspect of summer jams I was talking about. You could drink a mojito to it.
Yeah. And then the lyrics, like the chorus is really simple, but every day is a new chance for new romance. It's super simplistic. You're not meant to pay a bunch of attention to the lyrics. It's just, again, it's like a feeling thing, and it's just the music that goes with it.
It's got like a real hoppy sound to it.
Yeah.
Are you confusing music and beer?
Yeah, this is like an idea.
He like accused it, looked up some buzzwords in advance and were like, hoppy. Yeah, this music sounds hoppy.
And I think part of the reason I mean, the song is totally like a summery vibe, but I remember, I think this is one of the rare songs where I watched the music video. This is how I found the song. And it's these two guys just driving through like Sweden in the summer. These guys are from Sweden. They're driving through Sweden in the summer in like a motorcycle.
That's very clear. It's
and
from
they
Sweden.
Just, you know, and they're just driving along the coast. And it like, I think that like that automatically, I was like, oh, this is like exactly what I'd want to do while listening to this song, is just be driving somewhere where it's nice.
I like this. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like 90s. Sort
it's got
of
a
like,
90s house vibe too.
Yeah, that, and that's yeah. I, that's exactly like.
Like
I feel
if
like
it had more of a techno back drum to it.
Yeah.
Back drum, the right terminology? Sure.
Yeah. If I can say vibing out, you can say back drum.
Hey, dude, I like vibing out. I don't know why we're arguing about
he's
this.
He's vibing with vibing out.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
But he's not vibing out with it.
Oh, I feel like it's a registered trademark at this point. I want to get your legal consent to be able to use it. But if it had more of a techno backing, this would sound almost like a Vanga Boys.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I mean, and that's, and I'm unabashedly, I'd be unabashedly a fan of the Vanga Boys, and like that, like I wouldn't even call that guilty pleasure for you. That's just pleasure music for me that I would love to listen to.
Vanga Boys,
dude, I love the thing.
I would describe that as pure pleasure music. Yeah. It literally is only to sound fun.
Exactly, and that's like that's I think that's the part that I. That's the part I like about this, like the summer songs the most, is like I don't need to be. There's introspective parts of it too, but
is
I'm
this
more
still the same song?
Yeah.
Ooh, that took a turn.
Yeah.
I like this
yeah,
better.
I like that a lot.
That feels like a hard turn, right?
Yeah. A
yeah,
bit.
They definitely fade the piano like out of or like phase it out of the song pretty much, and then there's like a guitar, at least a sample of a guitar, like in there.
Who's this again?
The Tough Alliance.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all their songs... It's funny, they're definitely... this is one of their more like lyrically optimistic songs. A lot of their songs are somewhat combative, but paired with very like poppy melodies. Which I don't know why they didn't choose to do that, but I dig.
Cool.
Kat, why don't we switch to your next one?
All right, I'll keep this pop train rolling with Nervous from Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes?
Shawn Mendes,
yeah.
Huh.
I love him.
Clean cut. Yeah. All Canadian. I think he's Canadian.
He's like a Vine famous guy, right?
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
It was that or YouTube that he got noticed.
I think he blew up on Vine. Then obviously Vine went away, so he moved into YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was always doing kind of like music-y stuff on Vine, because mm-hmm. I followed him on that.
Really?
And then, and I of course never followed anybody when they went to YouTube, because yeah. that's a nightmare. But now he's like a legit star.
Yeah. I love him. His stuff is very, generally more like blue-eyed soul, kind of like John Mayer-y, bluesy. Folk singer kind of stuff, but his newest self-titled album is way more poppy and has more up-tempo stuff. This was one of the standouts for me when I first listened through it.
Ooh.
And yeah, and it goes back to that like same summer thing of like you've got a crush on someone and you're around them and like they make you nervous but you're excited, and it's just got like a fun kind of summer fling dancey vibe.
It reminds me of like John Mayer a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. He's got it like a lot of this album,
but smoother. I feel like it's
yeah.
It's like if Justin Timberlake sang John Mayer songs.
Yeah.
That's a really good. Yeah, that's a really good.
Can I say something construed as a negative?
Yeah,
I think his high pitch sounds forced. You know what I'm trying to say by that?
Like he's straining for it.
Like almost like it's not natural for him to sing that way.
Mm.
But I really like this.
Whereas Justin Timberlake, it's not natural for him to not sing that way.
I feel like there's almost like a song in this style that hits in the summer that usually gets big.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Blurred Lines in a way.
Yeah,
I don't
for
know.
Sure.
I can't put my
it's the falsetto and the grooviness
like the
of it.
Yeah, that, it's got to be what it is. But
yeah.
Well, that actually sounds pretty authentic. I don't know what it is about it. I feel like it's like he knows
sometimes
it sounds good.
This
falsetto
is, really good,
is
like one of those things that
this would be really good for like a barbecue type.
Yeah,
taste really varies for me. Like some people, I love their falsetto, and some people, I'm like, go away.
Adam
Charlie
Levine's
Puth and Adam Levine,
is only
I can't stomach
for dogs. Like it's at the register where only dogs can hear half of Maroon 5 songs,
or like Rain Maida from Our Lady Peace.
Yeah,
that gets a little too high. This is awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I never would think to listen to a Shawn Mendes song.
It's that groovy, like guitar that.
Yeah, it's very jangly.
Yeah.
I actually, somebody like on his par that came out, who's like a recent pop boy on the scene. What is his name? I just heard one of his songs recently and I was just like, I would never have thought to listen to this. And it was pretty good too. Name some of the pop boys that are like young, cute pop guys right now.
Well, me,
Tim Chandler,
yeah. Charlie Puth,
yeah.
He's
got some really catchy stuff.
He's got catchy songs, but I hate his voice.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I just
the only
really
thing I can
it.
Remember about him is that Fast and the Furious song, and I didn't like that song. That's like that was my first. You know, when like there's some artists like your first introduction to them, you really don't like it. It takes a while for you to like.
Well, that's
digest
what I thought
it,
about.
Get
Shawn
over.
Mendes
well, just get over
forever.
And be like, I got to give this another shot.
Yeah, I always thought that he was just sort of like a.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a studio guy, but that was a fun song.
Yeah,
you've convinced me.
You're welcome.
I think I'm gonna move us into more of that mojito drinking direction. This is a song by The Weeknd off of an EP that Kat actually introduced me to on our Current Obsessions episode. This is a song that I've been obsessed with over the past couple of weeks. I just think it's not a banger like some of the other Weeknd songs out there, like Can't Feel My Face and
6 Feet
in the,
Under
in the Night. Ooh. And those types
or
of
like
things.
Starboy.
Yeah, exactly. It's not
that's
that weekend. It's much more chill and relaxed, but I think it's got such a pretty catchy melody, especially in the chorus, and it like there's something about this song that really hooks me and gives me that summer vibing out feel.
This is like a dusk. It's a dusk.
This is a vibing out for sure.
Like you've been day drinking for a while, and now everybody's like slow sipping their cocktails. Mm-hmm. They
sit around the fire pit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely like a fire pit song. It's it's en route to a fire pit. You're like, you got like a hoodie on.
Exactly, yeah. For real. On the beach. I like the hoodie. Yeah. Yeah.
You definitely got a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Camelback mojito.
This is like
a bartender hates when you ask for it in a Camelback.
This is one of those like fun songs that feel almost like hypnotic. I get like that vibe from a few of the Weeknd songs. So they just feel like, I guess vibing out is the best term.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a very much a tone.
You're in trance is kind of the vibe.
Especially
not
that,
to be confused
that, like,
with
little,
the style of music that is trance.
That little loop in the background is definitely hypnotic for this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, this song could have been on for 20 minutes or 5 minutes. It's impossible to know.
Yeah.
I guess
this
like
is the one where
really
he makes that, like, Bella Hadid reference, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Bella Hadid was I think she's, like, a supermodel, or the model he was dating, and they broke up, and then he started dating Selena Gomez. But he makes her, she's, like, a noted horse rider, right? And he makes some comment about, ride it like an equestrian.
He said,
right?
you're an equestrian, so ride it like a champion.
Yeah.
So
tasteful. It was very tasteful.
He also says, I know right now that we're not talking. I hope you know this dick is still an option.
But I think
I like that line.
Don't you feel like there's a double entendre with the dick? Like, I'm a dick and also my penis.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually didn't put that together, like, but I like that a lot. I actually don't even think he intended that, but I think
but he's such like a self-lacerating person sometimes. Yeah. How, like, openly, openly in his songs portrays the persona of like, I'm a callous, I'm a cad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the song's great all the way through. My only beef with it is I wish it went back to the chorus at the end because I just think it's such a strong chorus and I'd love to hear it again.
There's a lot of Weeknd songs I feel like that about. I feel like there's times where I'm like, I wish you just you hit on like a perfect chorus and he kind of like is like, yeah.
Which there's something cool about that too. Like he doesn't care about it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe that is why I keep coming back to it so much, because someone actually said that to me once about Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, that they released different versions of it. The first one had way too many instances of the do-do-do mm-hmm. section. I may have told this on the show before, but they then released another version on the radio that had less of that, and the song got requested way more because people wanted to keep hearing that section, so they had to hear the song more to get it.
Yeah, there's sometimes I listen to some pop songs, and they play the chorus elements so much that I'm like, I think I'm done with this one.
One and done for sure.
Like the times where it's just the chorus like 4 times in a row, and you're like, where's the rest of the song?
Yeah, like, forgive me for bringing up Britney Spears on this, but like Britney Spears' Work Bitch song.
Oh, yeah.
She sings the chorus way too many times that you don't like want to hear it again. But I have a weird obsession with that song where I think it might be kind of genius. But she sings the chorus so many times that the third or fourth time you listen to the song, you're like bored. Like you definitely will skip the end where she's just going to repeat it over and over again.
What's your next one?
Okay. My next one is Britney Spears' Work Bitch. No, I'm kidding. This one is from a pop punk direction. And this is from Something Corporate's North record. I love this whole record, but I picked Space.
Oh my God, this song is so good.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes. I love this album too. That's
I wanted to pick this whole record because this is like such a summer record.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Space was like the big hit off of this one. Not that they ever really had a big hit, but you know what I'm talking about. And I feel like it does help encapsulate kind of what this record sounds like anyway. But this is a good pop punk song. I remember in like, what is this, kind of like 2004 or something like that? Something like that. I remember hearing this record and thinking like, oh, we, like, pop punk is finally, like, meaningful.
Yeah.
like I thought this had, like, such deep points to make.
Yeah.
It's much more mature sounding and mature lyrically as well.
Yeah. But if you listen to it now as an adult, like, it is very juvenile. But I didn't know that when I was, like, 18 or something.
Same, because you could just relate to it then. But I think also, like, Andrew McMahon in general is a really gifted songwriter. Like, some of his lyrics are really deep and poignant, and the more, like, he matures and some of the life things he goes through, like the first Jack's Mannequin album, I love that album.
It's too. So good. That's a great summer album.
I think I like Glass Passenger better.
Oh, it has some high points, but even, like, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness is, like, fifth solo project.
Yeah.
That song Cecilia that he wrote for his daughter is, like, so beautiful. So I think he just, like, this was the start of him, like, really honing his lyrical craft, and now he's just, like, a genius.
Yeah, because if you listen to, like, the first Something Corporate record, what's that one called? Leaving Through the Window?
Yeah.
That is, like, such, like, a high school record.
It's, yeah,
is that
really
Punk Rock
is.
Princess?
Yes.
No, that's up north, isn't it?
No, that's on
no, you're
Leaving
totally
Through the
right.
Window.
You're totally right, yeah.
Kiss a Drunk Girl?
Yeah, Kiss a Drunk Girl's on that one, too.
If you see Jordan. And
yeah.
Like, those songs are so juvenile.
Oh, very, yeah. Like, senior year parties, for sure.
But North felt like a weird turning point for them, and I think it totally was. It is their final record, right?
Yeah.
But in 2004, when this came out, I think it was around then.
That sounds right.
I saw them maybe, like, 8 or 10 times that summer. Just, like, we would go wherever they went.
Yeah.
You know, like, me and my friends would go to every show. And this is just, like, such a summer song and album for me. Anybody else got something to add?
Kat's been a Something Corporate fan for as long as I've known her.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably since, like, 2000.
Kat, that's a whole, a part of our friendship that is not yet fully explored.
I know, and I feel like we have so many overlapping bands from that time.
Right?
Yeah.
Something Corporate is not a great band, but definitely an impactful one.
Yeah,
for me.
They stay with you.
And they have a lot of great songs. Like, yeah. Even if not necessarily all their albums are great, they have a lot of really memorable, catchy songs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them off that record I wish I could have chose. I just picked that one because I thought it was, like, the most recognizable.
Is As You Sleep on that record, too?
Yep.
I like that song
a lot,
too.
Or was it Woke Up in a Car? Is that on there?
Oh, yeah.
That's on Leaving Through a Window.
Okay. Oh, that's on the first one?
That's a great one, too, though.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I think the first one I heard by them.
That's on our pop punk playlist.
No, what's next?
We can do a song by Blossoms, who we were talking about off air before this. Cool Like You is the name of the song.
Interested to hear this, so I'll shut up for once. Well, I mean, you guys can talk.
I love the intro to this song, and I love just the bass work on this.
This fits in real nicely with Closer on here. Yeah. I feel like,
Tim, I'm loving your sick radio voice.
This is Diane Reeve.
Real deep cut.
I used to do Diane Reem impersonations all the time for Brian, and it would drive him crazy, and I wouldn't give it up.
Can you do your best, Diane Reem?
You are listening to the Diane Reem Show.
That's pretty good.
Today's topic is teenage smoking. Reports and studies indicate that it is on the rise. Our first guest is a detective.
Sorry, please talk about your song.
No, I mean, it's...
It reminds me of Don't You Want Me.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like it a lot.
It's like, I don't know, I feel like it's just like, it's just a smooth song for when the sun's out, I guess that's how.
This is... If I feel like I'm
looking cool, I want to play this song.
This is the song for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is.
This is a vibe and out song, but in, like, a Miami Vice outfit.
Yeah, I feel like I need to, like, if I've got on, like, clothes, I feel like I look good today. Like, I want this, like, this is, like, what I would imagine playing if I was, like, looking good and it's the summer and I'm, like, walking down the street. I would, like, want this on.
Like, you're Ryan Gosling in Drive. You're just walking around.
Yeah.
Just being alive.
Oh, this is a effortlessly confident song. Yeah. For sure.
Effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
Not like saying the word effortless.
Which took a lot of
Yeah, you worked a lot.
You
took a lot of effort. Really put a lot of work into that. Hope you guys appreciated that.
This absolutely must be in a summer movie, yeah. Right?
Well, it's pretty new. The album came out.
No, I'm saying like future movies.
Oh yeah, I would think so. I feel like it's the synth, like the synths and like the bass on that mm-hmm. part.
This is a good like closing credit song.
Yeah.
That like while you're leaving the theater, like you still have like that really upbeat like song playing that like makes you like leave the theater in a good mood.
Yeah.
This is that.
After the Current Obsessions episode when you brought them on here, I was like, this band rules. and this single had like just come out a couple weeks before, so I was listening to it nonstop and I was like pumped for this album.
Yeah, this is probably this might be my favorite song. I really liked their first sound lots when this came out. You're always like a little nervous because you're like, oh man, am I gonna like it as much as the first one? But I really liked it a lot.
All right, Kat, what's your third one?
I'm gonna take things in a weird direction for a minute. and I'm gonna go with Abandon Ship or Abandon All Hope from For Your Strong.
For Your Strong.
I can attest very much to this lining up with Kat's criteria of singing along and driving fast.
Yeah. So when it's nice out.
Kat, you are so fucking cute. Sorry, now you have to put explicit on this.
He already was fucking going to.
Try and stop me, bitch.
When the weather is really nice, I like to listen to pop punk because it's like fun to drive along fast to and sing along to.
Why are you searching for things to inspire you to be a speed demon?
I don't know. Well, also
the highway that it takes to get to this house is a speedy highway.
Yes.
Didn't even realize I was going 90.
Yeah, and it's all twisty and turny. But it also really like
safe way.
It's like so dangerous to drive faster. And it's great.
Yeah. But I also really like to listen to metal when it's nice out, which is weird. I know, but like makes me drive fast.
It makes you.
It just like pumps you. I feel like I'm in an action movie. Like I'm chasing Jason Statham or something. But so for
babe, he'd be chasing you.
Yeah. So for Your Strong like puts those hands together for me because they're pop punk but they have like that hardcore like guitar. I'm a sucker for a good breakdown. They have so many of these and like gang vocals and stuff. They're just like so fun. They're right up my alley and
they do like all of that like double bass palm muted guitar work that you associate with hardcore and heavy metal in it.
Yeah.
And they put it in a pop punk context and that was a gimmick for a while, but I still think it's super fun and I get why it's like super summery for you.
Yeah, they're I had a hard time
a
picking,
really fun band.
Yeah, I had a hard time picking one song from this album because it's all very summery to me. But this is one of my
I think
favorites.
4 Years Strong is too heavy for me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like having aged or whatever, but I put on a 4 Years Strong. Well, it came on my like Spotify thing mm-hmm. recently. You know, they're like time capsule or whatever. And I was like, ooh, it's very loud. Like, I don't know. Maybe I've aged
That's
out of it.
That's the exact same reaction my dad would have.
Well, even when I was like, I'm definitely...
I thought that about Avril Lavigne recently, too, so maybe I've just aged out of music.
Well, earlier I was like, I'm definitely putting 4 Years Strong on my list, and Tim was like, can you pick one that's not, like, in your face?
Well, I was worried about it, like, feeling really out of place in this playlist, but...
Well, this one has, like, synth and stuff in it, too. It melds.
And this is something corporate song in there to balance it all.
Yeah.
This is definitely one polar... end of the playlist though.
Yeah, if this isn't the last track, you've made a mistake. Last or first, I don't know. It's either set
if this,
like
if this is
first.
The first one you'd
I
be like
be a good
am I in the right
one.
Place
you're just like, oh man, all right,
am I in the right place?
And the next thing you're gonna think is like, I gotta start driving fast.
Yeah,
you gotta speed up a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe it's great for right in the middle, inject some life back into that boring playlist. Sorry, just kidding, I love all of you.
All right, I'm going to keep it moving forward with a song called Dreaming.
Yeah.
Very good pick from Small Pools, right?
This is a band that you actually introduced me and Kat to, and my memory of it is extremely summery. So I don't know if you'll remember this, but...
He's talking to me.
I'm talking to the pot boy of the group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it's pretty obvious.
Kat and I used to live in Manchester by the Sea, and I remember Brian, our other friend and previous guest, and BWK came up, picked me up at our place there, and we went to a beach nearby, and it was on the drive over to the beach. I want to say it was Winger Chic in Gloucester, where you showed us, or you showed me this band for the first time. It was the EP that they released before their album Love Tap, and I immediately was obsessed with that whole EP and listened to it over and over again, and then that album came out, and I was obsessed with that, and the stuff they've put out since then hasn't grabbed me as much, but this,
million dollars is pretty good. Have you heard that?
I have, and I think that was the standout for me off their latest release, but it still didn't grab me like anything on Love Tap, and that I think that album is just full of bangers. There's maybe like one song on it that I skip, but this I think is maybe their like flagship song in a way. Like I think it was
it's
like
their most popular song on Spotify. That's gotta mean something.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are other songs that I like more, but I picked it because I just think it's very representative of them as a band.
I think that's true.
And it's very summery, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the songs are going to feel summery to me just because that's when I was first introduced to them. And I can't get that memory of beautiful day driving to the beach, listening to this out of my head.
It literally happened for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I also remember. Sorry, Kat, you go ahead.
I was going to say, this summer that this album came out, we went to Portland, Maine, which is like another beachside town, and listened to the song on the drive home from that too. Or not the song, but this album on the drive home.
I remember when I just put it on like casually. I wasn't like showing it to you, but you were just in the back seat where the stereo is a little louder because like the back speakers are always louder than the front speakers. And I just saw you in the back like bobbing to it. And then you were like, oh, no, this is so good. Oh, my God. And I, you know,
I was like, ugh.
I was like, oh, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Actually, it kind of was. Anyway, but so you're just like really loving it. And I remember feeling so much pride for being one, the one that, look, I'm getting all choked up now. No, but being like proud that I showed it to you. And then you took your phone and you immediately texted the song to former guest on the show, Raffi. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. And his response
was... Who was my boss at the time.
His response was, how did you find out about this? Which I thought was such a funny way to respond to that. Like, it's not like a secret.
Yeah, like a million
like, who
plays.
Who told you?
It was like it was his job to keep it under wraps. Yeah.
Tell no one you heard this.
This they were one of the most fun shows I've ever been to. Like I remember the three of us and Brian just like singing and dancing up a storm and just like nonstop.
Oh, good time. That show was so fun.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I've forgotten about that. That show also introduced me to Phoebe Ryan, and I love Phoebe Ryan.
She has some songs that I really like.
Yeah, she has some Kesha Party Animal songs that I don't like. But anyway, oh, is it my turn?
It is, yeah.
It is.
Okay. Do you guys want a throwback or a present day?
Mm.
You can choose.
Throwback.
Throwback?
Yeah, let's go throwback.
Okay. This is Real World by Matchbox 20.
Oh. Ooh.
Let it hit you, because Matchbox 20 is an incredible band, and you've all have like a collective amnesia about it, and everyone seems to think like Matchbox 20 is silly or stupid or a bad band. They have some incredible like late 90s pop radio rock hits, and Real World is among their best.
I'm a huge 90s rock buff, and I like a lot of their songs. His voice irritates me to the point, which is what prevents me from like genuinely loving Matchbox 20, but I definitely understand and appreciate why
Look,
anyone
I'm
would
happy
love
to
them.
Be on the other side of this table and having to defend it. Noah, what's your Matchbox 20 vibe?
I like him. I wouldn't say, I don't know, it's weird for me, I guess. And I'm not as much of a, I didn't really get into music heavily in the night. Like, in the 90s, I wasn't really listening to music.
You were trying so hard to be so sweet.
It passed me. No, I like it. I like Matchbox 20. I like the Goo Goo Dolls and Matchbox 20 and those. But I got into them like way after. Like when I started liking them, everyone was like, "No, dude, you know, I'm
you
listening
missed
to
that train.
I'm yeah. listening to Eminem now. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, well, Third Eye Blind's pretty good, and people were like. Yeah, like you should listen to Eminem, and that's different. Like,
where are those people? I'll fight them.
So like, I feel like I can't. So like, it's weird. Like when I started getting into it, people were like, "It's not cool to be."
It was
so then
already a secret for you.
And then at the time, I was like, "Oh, if it's not cool, like I was only listening to music purely for like the social connection of telling other people about." Like at that time, so,
totally, I get that completely.
I get what you're saying about it, like his voice. I think he's one of those frontmen where like people are either gonna be like, "Oh, I really like his voice, and I think it adds something," or people are gonna be like, "Nah, I can't like be into the songs of it." To me, I'm fine with it.
I love his voice. Kat, what's your Matchbox 20 relationship?
So in high school, I went to go see Everclear open for Matchbox 20.
Cool.
Yeah, and
Everclear.
And you went 90s Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Now you would be an editor at BuzzFeed.
Yeah. We did see Everclear this year.
She became a listicle.
Yeah. but me and my best friend went to go see them open for Matchbox 20. And we were like, "Oh, well, we're here." Like, neither one of us were Matchbox 20 fans.
Shut up. Of course you were. Everyone is.
We were like, "We're here. We'll just stay for, like, a couple songs." We stayed for half a song and left. But, like, everybody, when they came out, like, the entire Songus Arena was like, "Yeah!" Like, it exploded.
The Songus Arena is pretty huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big. So, I never really got into them. I can see the appeal. These are, like, good pop songs. I just never.
Do you think the cheesiness of Smooth hurt them and
yes.
made it harder
yeah.
for people to?
Absolutely.
But at the time that people, again, here's the collective amnesia about Matchbox 20. At the time that Smooth came out, everybody was like, "This is the song." Like,
oh yeah,
it
that
was
probably the song of the
it
summer.
It was the
that was a summer jam.
What's that Bruno Mars song?
Uptown Funk.
It was the Uptown Funk of its time. When that came out, people could not get enough of Smooth. It won Song of the Year that year. It took home basically every Grammy. That song was giant. History has remembered that song poorly.
I have
I think that's a pretty
meme
good argument.
For this moment.
You have what?
I have a meme for this exact moment.
Where somebody's defending Smooth.
I just
yes.
feel like that, I feel like this that song is infinitely more cheesy than anything Matchbox 20 ever did. And so because people remember that, they remember that song and think, "Oh, that sucks." And then they associate it with all of other Matchbox 20's other yeah. music, which is way better than that. But it's guilty by association, basically.
I also think that, and we didn't really talk about Real World at all, but that...
Sorry.
No, you're totally right, too.
We made you defend the band for 3 minutes.
When I put Matchbox 20 on my list, I was like, "I know where this is going." And I actually directed the conversation that way. You guys would have just been kind, sweet.
Yeah, you're right.
But I said, "Come at me." But the that song is just like a very fun, super summery, super 90s, like late 90s, song that can't it literally cannot be denied that
I
that
love
is a fun song.
I love that riff. That it's a really fun guitar riff and
I was going to put Push, which is a song that I like better than Real World, but it's just not a summer song. It's a fall song at tops.
Yeah.
It gets about
maybe
to
even winter.
Honestly, that is like if it is gets anywhere close to October, that song is not ready yet. Push. But Real World, however.
It's like almost like an apple.
Oh, that's so ripening. Beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm looking at this. Okay, this is the segment
describe
of the show
the meme
where
for
I
our
describe
listeners.
A meme. So it's
I'm going to start a new podcast where we describe
just,
memes.
Just meme description.
So on this meme, it's a guy body like choke slamming another guy on the hood of a car while somebody like carelessly watches. The guy who's being choke slammed is labeled Billboard charts. The guy who is choke slamming him is labeled 1999 hit single Smooth. And the guy in the back who's casually watching is labeled Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas. So it indicates that Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas in 1999 released a song which choke slammed the Billboard charts. You say that's an accurate description?
Yes, yeah.
Great.
Perfect.
I told you. I had the perfect view for this exact moment.
Noah, move us forward before I laugh so hard I choke to death.
All right. This one's called Real Life. It's called by a band called Tan Lines.
So from real world to real life. Oh, I love Tan Lines. I totally forgot about this band. Yeah,
this is like a very summery song for me. I think it's probably when I first discovered it, but the combination of the drums and the synths on this is just pure summer for me.
This is one of those songs that Spotify will recommend to you. You know how Spotify recommends your songs all the time?
Yeah.
This is a hip shaker for sure.
Yeah, you can't like really help but like move some part of your like body.
Is that a saying?
A hip shaker? It is now.
I feel like it's like the rump shaker.
You're just coining phrases here.
It's a rump shaker.
Oh yeah, this is fun.
And I don't know, like
this
his...
is another hypnotic one too, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean this is like this checks all the boxes for me usually with like it needs to be really catchy. And then usually I need lyrics about something like either like longing or like really happy lyrics. Like that's what I equate to like summer jams, I guess. And this one's more of the longing.
Yeah, you like a yearning.
I like vibe. I like a nice yearning.
She's summer pining.
I'm getting the vibe that in the summer you like to sort of be stressed out and
a little unsure
of yourself.
I kind of
feel
do.
Anxious and unfulfilled.
I need to feel a little on edge to really get the most out of these songs. I guess
that's how you like really maximize your summer. Is that you're
definitely
constantly.
I'm constantly stressed. Yeah,
scared you're wasting the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I need.
I don't get that vibe from the song.
No, the song is definitely... I'm trying to remember when I heard about these guys. Like, I feel like they were this very, like, kind of, like, hip band out of, like, I think Brooklyn or somewhere in New York. And, like, and I kind of was this... Like, it's one of those stupid things where, like, I think it was Pitchfork. It was some music blog was, like, hyping them so much. And I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna listen to that then. You know what I mean? And then you go back and you're like, oh damn, this is I really like this. You know what I mean? And
I think
then
I actually heard about them on Pitchfork too.
Yeah.
Because they released their like albums of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that this was on their
album. This is their first one, Mixed Emotions. I think this one was they put out a second one that I really liked, but I feel like critic wise didn't do as well. But I like that one a lot. But this one is this song is my all-time favorite by them, for sure. Just because, like, the synth lines in that are just very, like, they get stuck in my head so easily.
I've never heard of these guys, but I'm really enjoying this. And it's very summery, for sure. Like, I totally get that.
Those drums just make it.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me, anyway.
Yeah, if there are apples on the tree... You're not listening to Tan Lines.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I mean, even the band, like the name of the band, you're like, this is summer.
Yep.
The band's called Tan Lines. Yeah. I mean, it's time to, time to get out your suntan lotion and,
They're kind of like a festival band, wouldn't you say?
I think so. Yeah, I can't recall them like touring, but I feel like they're like a perfect band to throw to, like especially this sounds like insulting to them, and
stage.
It's not supposed to be, but like. A midday festival slot for these guys would be like perfect because you're like you're drinking, you're just the right amount of dehydrated and the sun's out and you're like, oh yeah, I'm into, you know what I mean? I could get into that for
this
sure.
Is also a good song for like for talking over it, you know what I'm talking about, like like some songs you want to like listen to, like I feel like Dreaming, for example, by Small Pools, that song doesn't really let you talk over it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going too much.
Yeah,
I think this one is a good like.
Yeah, which I feel like is like a good thing for like if you're putting these guys on a playlist for a barbecue or whatever, that would be dope. Because like when there's a lull, you're like, oh yeah, this is cool. But then you don't need to be
very similar to Four Year Strong.
It's also
way.
Like somewhat of an it's just a lot like that. Yeah. The guitar work on this very very similar.
Yeah.
But I feel
Four
like
song,
that's
Strong
also like
definitely doesn't let you talk over it.
It yells at you when you do. Literally.
This is the sun. Sun's going down.
Yeah, it's a mingler. Like, yeah. End of the cocktail party, you're like, so what's going next?
Ooh,
going
on
next?
Where are we going? Mingler. I like that.
Speaking of what's coming next, Kat, give us your final pick.
I am going to close out my portion of the playlist with Waves by Miguel. It wouldn't be a Rhythm and Brews episode if Miguel didn't come up.
I'm so proud of you for picking this. I fucking love this song.
Yeah.
You're going to say you? Just true, right?
This is Miguel's like danciest song that he's done.
It's
so
dancey. It's so sexy. Like, you just like imagine being on a beach in like Miami where all these toned, beautiful people are just like hanging out, having a good time, drinking mojitos.
I don't know. I mean, I get that. I definitely get that. But it's funny. Like, I feel like it's a really accessible song. But like, because this is a sexy song. But like, some Miguel songs, like, you'll play them and you're like, this might be too.
It's sexy without
this
being
is
explicit.
So overtly sexy that like, I don't know if this should be on it. Like, I feel weird. This is on at a party right now.
Right.
Tell me that the pussy is mine. Like, you can't.
Yeah. Like, that's. It doesn't go over like you think it's going to go over these parts.
Guys, no. Why are you leaving?
Seriously, it's great.
Mom, stay.
Not your pussy. It's the girl in the song.
But this is the breakdown on this song is, I love that part of it.
So good.
Is that what we're hearing now?
No, not quite yet.
That's hands down my favorite. The solo song's great, but that's hands down my favorite part.
I have very summary memories of this too, because this album I think came out in the summer of 2015, and I remember we would just listen to it anytime we drove into the city for a concert and drive on the drive back or whatever. And this was always the standout from that record. We'd have a little car dance party to it.
Yep, always. This song, and
it
then
sounds so cute to be in the car with you too.
Yeah, we have a lot of
while no one else is there and you guys are just being cute with each other. Not like a weird voyeuristic way, just like in like a aren't they adorable?
We used to do a bit that there was a TV show about us called Dancing in Cars with Champa's Dancing in Cars.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
That had like for some reason. What's his name from SNL announcing it?
Don Pardo.
Yeah.
That guy's got a lot
of work. Was dancing in car.
Yep. Because we would just put this on and just like sing at the top of our lungs and dance and just like roll the windows down, have a great time. It was this and Often by The Weeknd.
Yep.
We're always the two must.
Speaking of another
to's.
Song that's too sexual to play at a party.
Yeah.
Doesn't go over like you think it's going to go over.
No, not
guys,
your pussy.
I've got a great song, guys. I think this is really going to take the vibe.
He's not
going to
make your pussy pop.
Nana,
no.
Give it a chance,
it's
guys.
It's about setting the mood,
give the
Nana.
Song a chance. The backing, it's the backing vocals. That's what
and
I
love that.
I
the
like
the you said, the breakdown it keeps repeating over the last chorus, which is great.
And Miguel doesn't like this is the thing about Miguel too is like a lot of people, the first songs he had on the radio like Sure Thing and like Quickie
Adorn,
but even like before like those are all very like smooth R&B. Like this is a more rocky vibe too. You know what I mean? It sounds loose. Sounds like it was recorded loose, and
that's what I love about that whole album is it's very rock influenced. Like on the album before it, Kaleidoscope Dream, there's some rock influence
towards
for sure.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Like Candles in the Sun, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Lenny, Lenny,
even like Use Me has some rock stuff on it, but I think this album is basically a rock album start to finish with R&B over it. There's some R&B vocals. There's some songs that are much more electronically driven, but it's I'd say at least half like a rock
record.
Yeah,
I would definitely agree.
In some ways bordering on like Lenny Kravitz in a way that is probably not good for his career, but I absolutely love it.
For Lenny's career or for Miguel?
For
probably
Miguel's.
Probably great for Lenny's career.
Yeah.
Lenny's like, hell yeah, I'm coming back.
Miguel, I've said several times, is one of my favorite artists of all time, and that album, Wild Heart, is
one of my top five favorite albums of
all time, and that is one of my favorite songs off that album, so great pick.
I thought so.
What do you got, Timmy?
I actually forget. Let's see.
You put in that...
Oh, yes. How could I forget? I'm so glad I'm closing out my picks with this one.
I am a huge 90s rock buff, as I said, and a massive Third Eye Blind fan. And my favorite album of theirs is their first album. This is off of their second album, Blue. But I just feel like this is, of all their songs you think of, this is the summer jam.
This must have been in so many movies, man, for like summer scenes or like people walking in like the boardwalk or something.
Yeah.
Something outside. I feel like this was, man, this must have been the royalties they must have gotten from that.
And I think of them as a summer band too, because like we last summer saw them, and then the summer before that, or two summers before, saw them at the Blue Hills. So we like saw them twice.
I think it was even
like,
called the Summer Gods Tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just
summer
like
gods.
Yeah, in the peak of summertime.
And it's like easy, guys.
Yeah. And the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion venue was like right on the water, so you get the breeze and you're just outside.
Feels summer.
Yeah.
This song definitely reminds me of you, Tim. If I if I ever hear this song, I definitely think of you.
How
I don't
come?
Know why. I don't know. Did you play it at your wedding?
I don't think so.
Something about it just really linked you to it in my mind.
Maybe just that I'm a huge Third Eye Blind fan, so... Maybe,
yeah. But it's funny that you picked this over Semi-Charmed Life. Why this over that?
I think this is more of a... This has more of like a summertime...
Party, my mic on?
Party vibe to it. It is, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
This has more of a summer vibe to me than Semi-Charmed Life. That song... And also, I love that song, but I think everyone knows that song. People know this song pretty well, too, but I wanted to be a little outside the box. I feel
this is
like,
probably their third most popular, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Semi-Charmed is first.
I mean, for me, like I feel like Jumper... Jumper is pretty popular.
Yeah, Jumper. Yeah. How's it gonna be? Or also, yeah.
Those are probably the
that
first
whole
three.
Album. That I, whole first album is probably. Like hit singles. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like Katy Perry's Teenage Dream.
I was
how
literally
many,
just gonna say that, and I was like, don't bring up Katy Perry. You brought up Britney Spears earlier.
Well, that album is Losing a Whole Year, which is another great
huge,
song. It was
yeah.
one of their singles. Then Narcolepsy.
Ooh,
then
Narcolepsy.
I love Narcolepsy. Then Semi-Charmed Life, then Graduate.
Oh, Graduate. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That one, too. Yep.
There are like two.
That album is like literally hit after
it's
hit.
It's so good. Even some of the more obscure ones that aren't mega hits, like
off of Blue.
In the Background. Really, just this. This is like the only song you know off of
Blue.
There's other songs I love off of it, but they're more obscure. Like there's a song called A Thousand Julys that I really like.
That sounds summery.
Actually, fuck. it's not as much of an accessible pop song as this is.
That one's also very sexy.
Yeah.
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 Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, the main lyric is when you come, it's like a thousand Julys.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh. Ooh.
What an interesting symbol.
Grandma.
No,
come back.
Well, you could, I mean.
Not when you come.
You could try to like paper over that a little bit, though. You could be like, no, it's like when you show up to the party, it's like summer.
You look so hot. It's like a thousand
You look
July.
So hot. It's like a thousand
You look smoking hot, Grandma.
Have you talked about.
In that sweater. Don't you want to.
Take it off.
You want to pop that off?
Yeah, pop it off.
Have you talked about the story of the song on the podcast before?
This song?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Do you want to take it away?
Well, sure. Is it Charlize Theron that it's about?
Yeah.
So they dated for a while.
Did not know that.
And the chorus of the song is actually full of inside jokes that they had. And he was like, I'm going to write the catchiest song and stuff it with all of these inside jokes. And it's going to blow up and it's going to be huge. And she's going to hear it on the radio all
the time.
And
she's going to know what's about her.
And she's going to know what's about
her.
And
she's going to be pissed probably now.
Yeah.
Is he still with Vanessa Carlton?
No way.
No way.
You can't tie him down, man. Like,
I mean, I don't know. Dude,
she's a lesbian.
Is she?
Yeah.
I always confuse her and Michelle Branch. I'm like, no, she got married
absolutely
and had a couple
the same
kids
thing.
With her husband.
I saw Vanessa Carlton like 2 years ago in concert, and she was great.
I believe that.
Oh, she's
somebody,
so talented.
Yeah, somebody I saw the other week actually said, and recently saw her at, I think, the Sinclair.
That's where I saw her.
Was this recent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was the same show.
Maybe it was me that said it.
Was it you that
said it? Just now.
Oh, that's what I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, they said it was great.
But I heard she didn't play some of the hits, though. I heard she didn't play White Houses.
No, she played White Houses.
Because, I mean, if you don't play White House, like, I would literally probably ask for a refund.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I feel like I'm owed money.
Like,
now.
I think you could get away with not playing Thousand Miles. But you gotta play White,
White
Houses.
White Houses to me is bigger than
I don't
than
know if I know White Houses.
Ooh, you know White Houses.
Yeah, you know it.
We'll handle this off air, but yeah, I mean,
you'll know.
I wonder
if
Stephen Jenkins co-wrote that.
Maybe he did.
It's about losing your virginity, so I suppose it's possible.
He has a few songs about that, but it's usually about like, I took your virginity, yeah, which is makes you feel
well.
Gross.
If you read that song from the other perspective, you
not your virginity, Grandma. what is this bit? What is this bit that like old people don't understand the concept of songs?
Not every song I put on is about you.
Yeah,
in my relationship to you.
This song reminds me of you, Grandma.
Yeah, unless you open with that, it's like you could easily be like, "This isn't about you, Grandma. Relax."
I almost
you
know never mean? Play a
it's
song
about Aunt Janine
for somebody.
It's about my weird aunt.
I never.
The only person who would have to do that is Stephen Jenkins. I promise it's not about you, Mom.
I've almost never played a song because I was like, this song is reminiscent of you and our relationship. And every song you hear from me will be because of that. Because
that's like a lot of pressure to put it. Trying to find your relationship with your grandma on one song is tough.
One sexy hot summer
one
jam.
Sexy song.
Steamy song.
I one time had to, I knew I was going to take a little bit of a road trip with a girl I didn't know that well. I think it was to band practice or something like
Ooh,
that.
I'm listening.
She and I went to college together, so it made sense for us to drive down, but she was more of a friend of a friend. So what little I knew about her was that she liked the band Say Anything, who I kind of knew a little bit about at the time, and I just picked I made like a playlist of like some of their most popular songs.
Sure. And those are some of the sexiest ones.
Yeah. So on the ride down I don't know if you ever heard this song, but it's called Wow, I Can Get Sexual Too.
Yeah.
And it came on and it was the most uncomfortable 3 minutes of the ride because I again barely knew this person, and I remember just being like, maybe I'll change the song. And she was like, yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, like, what the hell? You guys should have laughed about
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
She thought that you would put that song on for her.
I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the perfect
What's
segue.
Your phone number?
Should
I mean, that's like back when.
What's your next one?
I probably was making like playlists for people back in high school for sure. Sequenced mixtapes.
Yep,
definitely.
Mixed CDs were huge.
I didn't even have a CD player. I was making mixed tapes.
Like a true romantic.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
My song's called Fuck Me Up. It's by Virginia to Vegas. This is a song that Spotify recommended to me. And I once I heard it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
Ooh, this is like
this would give
fiery
you a,
right out the gate.
Yeah, this would give you a Tim Jampa. Ugh. Yeah. Whoa.
I remember I was at work and I just like did my Discover Weekly playlist and this came on and I was like, oh no, this is the song of the summer. Ooh, listen.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, it's so that's singable. Just... The lyrics are like really easy to like know and sing along to, and you feel like the king of the stage because you are like able to like. Oh, wait for this.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a summer banger for sure.
It also kind of feels like it fits in with like a good playlist that mixes Carly Rae's Emotion album B-sides and this.
Profanity.
And just profane songs.
Do you ever wish Carly Rae Jepsen was just dirtier?
Honestly, I definitely do.
Really?
A little too squeaky clean. Yeah, like she needs a little edge, just a little edge. But this sounds like it fits with the Emotion album really well. And yep. I know that's been out for 2 years, but I'm still listening to it for sure. And it just like fits really well. Anyway, Fuck Me Up by Virginia to Vegas.
I am... going to listen to this some more.
I can't wait to listen to it with you. I almost sometimes I'll send you songs if I feel like they're gonna like
you. Yeah.
And I almost sent you this one. I should have. This kid also has a couple other really good songs.
It's just one dude.
I think so. I don't really know. Like
it's always hard. It's so hard to tell.
Oh,
now.
So is it like Virginia to Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Virginia to Vegas. Like, to Vegas was...
To Vegas was the last name.
Was the last name.
Virginia to Vegas.
It's funny, and it, maybe because I know it.
Virginia, you have such a masculine voice.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe it's like a Calvin Harris thing where like Virginia to Vegas is the DJ and this was just some random guy on it.
Yeah, fair enough. Featuring unnamed singer.
Right.
Oh, I have been burned by that before. Where I'm like, oh, I like this singer. And they're like, that's the DJ. The singer is uncredited or something. I'm like, fuck, how was I supposed to know?
That sucks for the singer too, yeah. If you're uncredited on that.
But so this kid also has a couple other really good songs. There's another one that I'd recommend called Selfish. That one has like 50 million plays on Spotify. So I feel like this guy's got to be like legit famous. But I don't really like keep up with popular music enough to know.
I can't say I've heard of him or them or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good short pop song that doesn't overstay its welcome.
Nice little
I feel
melody.
Like that's another key thing of nice the summer melody. Jam. Like it shouldn't be too long. Like it's got to be like a...
get in and get out.
Yeah.
Three minutes or so.
A nice quick snack.
When I heard that song, I was like, oh no, this is the song of the summer. I can tell already, which is how I felt about my summer song last year. I knew it right away. But then I did definitely listen to it like 5 times in a row. So I was like, oh, it's perfect length. It's just short enough. But if you listen to it 5 times, it's pretty long.
What song did you predict last year?
That was a Bleacher song.
Don't Take the Money?
Get Better?
I Hate That You Know Me. Oh. Ooh, that song is good. And features backup by Carly Rae.
Oh, you girl.
Yeah.
Noah, your final pick is Edison.
Yeah, by Westerman. I'm not regretting this pick, but this is gonna bring things down. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's
and
fine.
I just discovered this guy, like literally within the last week, and it's just like funky him playing the guitar. He has a cool voice. I'm into it.
Oh, it kind of reminds me Jay Paul a little bit.
Yeah, that's where I got it from too.
Ooh, this is a vibing out song.
Yeah. This is a sweatshirt song.
And it gets like.
I don't like the idea of a sweatshirt in the summertime. That's
I like that it adds.
It's because you're at the fire pit.
It adds layers as it goes to, which I like. Like it build. It's like a slower build for sure than a typical summer jam, but summery vibe.
No, yeah,
for sure.
I'm feeling this, yeah.
I don't know why you feel like you need to defend this. This is
I don't
very
know. Yeah,
much
I don't
a
know why.
Song.
I don't know why I did either. But then I was like thinking as we were going through, I was like, oh, I feel like this doesn't fit
it's
as
on,
much.
It's
but
on
actually
the chiller
it
side. Like we're not closing out with like, Carly Rae Jepsen. But
no,
which we certainly could.
Which we could.
Well, we should.
At least
warn
one
listeners. Not warn, but there was one song. We had tuned. We had too many songs, so there was one song that we decided was going to be a group pick that we're going to close the playlist out with.
Collectively,
after
we all just couldn't leave it off.
Yeah, we couldn't live with it not being on
which
there.
Which isn't to say it's the best song on the lists.
But it belongs on your summer playlist.
And we all wanted it to. Yeah.
Yeah. Then maybe, is it the best one? this song that we're listening to now, who is this, by the way?
So, Westerman is the name. I think it's just the guy's last name. He's from London. But he makes these really cool... I've gotten really, really into it because... It's kind of like sparse, simple like melodies, and then his voice. It's like simple music. Lyrics are pretty like direct and easy to. I really, really like it.
This is one of those ones that I was talking about before, where it's like, this like encourages conversation.
Yeah.
It's not like, but it fills the lull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how sometimes like in summary conversation where it's like a little bit lazier, there might be like a kind of like a pause. This was a nice fit for that. It's a good filler. But you can talk over it. It's not a 4-year strong song.
No.
That's not an insult, by the way. Those songs are key for summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in Kat's mindset where she's driving. And for some
like
reason, she has to drive really fast. And she can't find the wherewithal to do it without the right song.
See,
on.
My thing is if I'm driving with this song, like I'm slowing down.
Yeah. This is like a back road.
Someone's honking at me, and I'm like, relax.
I'm like, dude, we're all getting where we're going, buddy. Don't worry about it.
This is a back roads
I'm
driving.
Like, can you hear this?
Hey, here's a question for you guys. If you're listening to songs, and you pull up, is windows down, have a great summer, pull up to a red light, do you turn your music down?
Good question.
That's what I'm listening to.
Really good question.
If it's
actually, that's
problems,
true. If I'm listening
if
to
what?
Like...
boy problems?
No.
There's not the only nothing? Thing I'll turn down. The only thing I'd turn down is if it's really aggressive rap music.
Yep.
I'll turn that down.
Just anything really obscene. Like
if it's obscene, yeah. I don't really care typically. If it's a really aggressive rap song where I know the N-word is going to be blaring, I'm not going to, like, I'll turn that down because I'm like, people don't need to see me like, yep, turn it up. Like,
approve of this word.
Yeah, so I just, like, that's probably the only thing. Other than that, I feel like I've been caught. I definitely have been caught at a red light singing loudly to Flight of the Conchords songs. Definitely.
Kat has missed exits because she's singing along to songs too much.
I absolutely understand that.
I do have a really funny red light story. So I was listening to Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, like super loud. It was a summer day. My windows were down.
Hold on one sec. I want you to tell this story, but I think we should do it with our group pick on as kind of the background song. And BWK, since this was originally on your list, why don't you introduce it?
It's a 1975's Ugh. That's what it's called. Kat, tell that tale.
So this actually works well with my story. So I pull up to a red light and I'm like sitting next to a parking lot, just blasting Fat Bottom Girls. And these two heavier set women were in the parking lot and just like gave me the dirtiest look. They were like, why are you trying to be like it to them? It must have seemed like I was like trying
pointed?
To be funny,
like
yeah.
you were putting it on pointedly,
right? Yeah, and I was just
which would be
along.
Such an aggressive thing to do to see those it's people. Hard be like, to sing you know playing. What I should
and
do?
Impressive to have it queued up,
yeah. Right? Just be like, all right, time to play my fat shaming song. Coming off.
Yeah, and that song's about motorcycles. It's not even about fat women. So
and it's also about loving fat bottom girls.
Yeah. So I don't know, but they just gave me like the dirtiest look and I was like, ugh. So I guess it does depend on what I'm listening to, but for the most part, I don't turn things down at a red light.
This song.
Yeah.
I'll turn this up at a red light.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make everybody
this
around
song
you dance.
Like makes you feel cool, right?
I think will it's start a flash mob to this song.
It's like very, it's very popular, but it still feels like you've discovered like a secret song or something. Like
that's why people love the 1975 so much, I think.
Why? Because I feel that way?
It feels like a secret. It feels like a secret that you're in on.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that band for sure. Is that they're like this band that you know about and it's meaningful to you. Not too many bands I can think of, bands, not like rappers, pop stars, whatever, bands currently that inspire that. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, this guy dated Taylor Swift. They're not unknown.
Really?
You know what I mean? But it really feels unknown, just like you were saying, Noah. Or maybe I was saying that. Somebody was saying it either way.
Just like that great point I made, you know?
I think you did say that, though.
I'm ashamed to say I was really dismissive of this band when their first album came out that had what? It had Sex on it and Chocolate.
Those are two different songs.
Sex, yeah.
Easily could be the name of one song.
The song is called Sex on It.
And
it's about a table.
And I remember...
Oh, and also Girls on It, too, which is an incredible
is
summer
song.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was like, oh, this is... I'm not into this or whatever. And then revisiting that, and I was like, these are incredible songs. I don't know why I ever thought these were not good. These are so catchy.
Tim, can you do me a favor? Can you pull up the name of this record? It's like 50 words long.
I like it when you sleep because you're so beautiful but so unaware of it. I'm paraphrasing it. But it's something
Can you believe he's paraphrasing it? This album has the longest album title. It's the black one up there at the top left. Is that it? Oh.
It's the white background one with like the pink logo. It's going to start with I Like It When You Sleep.
Hold on, guys.
Is it longer than that, Fiona Apple?
I don't
title?
Think it's longer than that.
What, does she have the record?
I Like It When You Sleep, for you are so beautiful yet so unaware of it.
Wow, you got it right.
Yeah, you did.
That is a shitty album title.
It's also weird that they have a track named after the band.
I Like It When
both,
You Sleep.
Both their albums start with that.
What's the first record called? Can you look? I think it's just called 1975.
Yeah, it is.
You go down.
But I think they're such a ballsy. There, how many bands that make like pop music? On that I Like It When You Sleep album, there's like four instrumentals. There's a 6-minute long instrumental.
There's a deluxe version that has like 30 tracks.
The 6-minute long instrumental is also called Please Be Naked.
Yeah.
Like the ballsiness of the band is, that's a band I absolutely want to go see live.
That's a great lyric though.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a fun band.
And the song is like a Sigur Rós song.
Our drinking game this week is aptly summer jam focused. I'm going to play a series of songs for you that were songs of their respective summers. You are going to buzz in to tell me the name of the song and the artist. If you get it right, the other two competitors who didn't beat you to the buzzer have to take a drink. If you get it wrong, you have to take a drink. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. What's the funny name for this game?
I don't have one because... Give me a break, man. I'm sick.
All right.
Great
name. Now we get ready to play. Give me a break, man. I'm sick. Summer Jam style.
Give me a break, man. I'm sick. Summer Jam
style. Let's call
style
it Summer Jam It because you have to jam the buzzer.
Okay.
Are you going to be able to...
Jam it!
Buzz in.
Yeah, get your... And so these are recognizable songs for the most part. It's going to be kind of a race to the buzzer for most of them. I think the only challenging part will be for a couple of them knowing both the artist and the song. I won't be picky about features and all that kind of stuff. As long as you generally are in the ballpark about who it is, I'll give it to you.
All right, hit us, baby. Hit a baby.
This is probably a good one to start with. Noah.
So this is Party Rock by LMFAO.
Party Rock Anthem.
Party Rock Anthem. Sorry. You said you were going to be picky
about the artist.
Those features.
This is a great summer song.
It is very catchy.
I'm not so sure it's
a great summer song, but it is a great party song.
I think all I think about with this is college dorm rooms.
Yep.
All right. Kat and BWK, take a drink. Here's the next one. You guys ready?
Can't believe these guys broke up.
That was Noah.
Crazy in Love, Beyonce.
Yeah. Drink up, guys. And then I think especially Kat needs to get her hand up there.
Well, I need to.
Yeah, maybe give yourself some space.
Like, I have like a reach here.
Kat.
Oh,
Hot and Her and Nelly.
Yep.
Oh, like you pronounced it correctly. Yeah. That's the one I knew.
That's how it's spelled. I didn't know that.
Yeah, H-E-R-R-E.
What a throwback, right?
This is a summer jam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Though it's insane that this was being played at middle school dances.
Yeah.
And it definitely was.
Here's the next one. Noah.
Cheerleader by OMI.
Yep, you're right.
I don't even know this song.
Oh, I hate this song.
You know this song. This was the one I was most worried about people knowing the artist.
The chorus like breakdown I like though.
No, you got to talk in the
mic.
No,
it's the one that's like, oh, I think that I found myself.
That's my favorite part of the song. I don't like the verses as much.
Oh, I know this one.
All right, here's the next one. Kat.
Promiscuous Girl, Nelly Furtado.
What do you think, Kat? Should I give it to her? It's called Promiscuous. All right.
She was saying promiscuous by the girl Nelly Furtado.
Yeah. It's promiscuous. Girl. No, I don't know.
He's sick.
Yeah.
Get up on your mic.
Well, I'm trying to, because if I'm on my mic, I'm going to be like on this.
You're fine.
Kat.
The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica.
Oh, wow. How did I miss
I was so close.
This is great.
I was so close.
Sorry.
It was like on the tip of my tongue.
Excuse me. Can I please talk to you for a minute?
It's a jam.
It takes a while to get into.
Yeah, it sure does.
Because there's a whole play before the song starts.
I remember literally swimming in a pool while listening to the song.
get ready for the next one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Cat.
Genie in a Bottle, Christina yep. Aguilera.
Wow. You thought I was going to get that. Well, you you were looking at me the whole time.
Well, you're a pop boy.
Yeah. I don't like Christina Aguilera, though.
I generally don't really care about her. I like this song a lot.
Her new album is actually, like, not bad.
A new one?
Yeah. She's, like, recently. Like, within, like, the past couple weeks. It's pretty good.
She has a great voice, but some of her songs are kind of, like...
This is, like, one of the ones I really, like... Dirty, I thought, was, like, at least, like, an interesting song. Like, this is, to me, not interesting.
This is cookie cutter pop. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
By the numbers.
Next one.
Oh, You Remind Me, Usher.
Yep.
I sing this song like once a week on my drive home from work.
No way.
Once a week.
By yourself or to the song?
No, by myself.
Right. I don't even know this one. You Remind Me. One.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got two left.
It's always the girl's fault in Usher songs. If you not usually a lot pretty of blame victim on blaming. Usher, except for Confessions.
Noah.
I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, there you go.
This song's about Miley Cyrus.
Is it?
Really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
This is going to be a race to the buzzer, guys. Here's the last one. You might want to be ready, Kent. Ooh, that was a tie. Kat, let's give it to you.
I Got a Feeling. No. Black Eyed Peas.
Yep, you're right.
You almost. Yeah. Almost.
This would have been more interesting if I was calling out the years as we went, but...
Or asking us to name each of the Black Eyed Peas.
That doesn't sound interesting at all.
Imagine that was the whole
There's
game.
There's Will I Am, Fergie, Apple the App, yeah. And then the other guy.
That's exactly what I was Apple the App is like a rememberable
Yeah.
Name.
Not for me. I definitely didn't remember that.
He's done a big solo career.
We're running a little long, so why don't we'll do our sign-offs. Just briefly, I'll let you guys... Plug any stuff that you got going on. BWK, what's happening for you?
My card game came out. So please go. And it's still in its soft launch. It's early launch. So if you haven't picked up a copy yet, now's the
time. People still can?
Yep. Just go to knockknockcards.com. That's knockknockcards.com. It's very hard to type. You will definitely get it wrong the first time. But please try one more time. or you can listen to Top 5 of Death at Top 5 of Death. .com. That's number 5, and that's my other podcast.
Right on. Noah, how about you?
I have a soccer podcast called Football Soccer that you can check out. That's pretty much it for me.
All right.
That's all I got.
Now plug your dad's podcast.
Oh, my dad has a podcast called Sight and Insight. So if you're into art talk, that's the one for you.
And his mom's on it, too.
Welcome to Art Talk.
Art Talk.
Art Talk.
Kat, how about you?
You can listen to my podcast, Conquest, at Conquest Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those fun spots. I'm rambling now. Take it away.
You were doing fine, Kat.
Yeah.
You literally you said no more than the
it's
name
not
of
like, your, it's you not like you're sentence. Doing the weather and throwing back to the
no,
and
back to
take
you,
it away,
Bob.
Tim.
You like actually barely discussed your podcast. You did not ramble for a second.
You expressed a complete thought.
I don't know. I felt like I was rambling.
Why?
I don't know.
You said the least out of all of us.
I don't have anything to plug. So to everybody listening, here's to you. You can feel
it
in
the streets on a day like it's the gong.
I don't remember where I put that beer.
I feel like someone dying.
Yeah. I feel like someone.